Fred Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
This is Fred Film Radio, I am Eddie Bertozzi from the Udine Far East Film Festival with Matt Chow, the director of Golden Chickens. The film is pretty crazy, so I want to know from you, how was the experience on the set and the atmosphere on the set?
On the set, the atmosphere is so, just like you said, it's crazy. Everybody's just like, they're not come for acting, they come for the party every day. You know, it's just like a party. Every time, let's say cut. Hey, we're shooting, we're not partying. Come on. They're all playing and singing, dancing, just like that. Because then just one every, because you know, all the cameo come, they don't have the salary. So what they attract besides friendship is to make the cameo, to make the superstar to happier. Mm-hmm. They not come for a job, they come for a party, they come for happy memories.
It was good for you because for this film you had the chance to work with a lot of super famous actors in Hong Kong. So how was that?
First of all, a little bit scared and afraid. But when they come to the set, I think the superstar is just like an ordinary people. Nothing special. If you treat them good, I mean your script or your shooting style is they feel is comfort, they will love you. They won't make you make troubles on you.
And we've discussed many times here in Udine during the talks or meetings that it's actually difficult in Hong Kong working without the aid, the financial aid of mainland China. But for some reasons, your film, for some topics and overall tone, couldn't get Chinese money. So you think it's actually was actually difficult for your film in terms of production?
Yes, it's quite difficult because it's only we have the Hong Kong local market, because you know the Hong Kong is so small, just bigger than Udine a little bit, I think. And but you know, Golden Chicken is a long time brand for 10 years more. We think and the producer Sandra think we need to have a brand new one. No matter we don't have the mainland China market, we need to have a brand new one because this is for the Hong Kong. Because this is for the Hong Kong people. If you are still looking for the mainland China investment, we never can make a film called Golden Chickens.
Absolutely.
So sometimes we should do something, just like Sandra said, you should do something romantically. Yes, Matt, go shoot this. I think we don't have enough budget. Hey, be romance. You can do it. Okay. Yeah, try that. Because the first day I want to be a filmmaker is because of this work, romance. I want to be more romantic, so we go for that.
In Hong Kong, you're very famous also because you're a radio star, which is kind of,
Program host only.
I mean, this is radio, so it's very interesting for us. Can you tell me how you decided to move from the radio to directing films?
Actually, I've been directing and writing script about 10 or 20 years, and then I feel a little bit boring, and then I want to change to another field to work in. But which one is better? Then Sandra took me to the radio show and worked with her, and then she left me at the radio. I think I go back to the film, but I think the film is a little bit boring at that moment. I wondered, how can I be a radio a program host and to make me more happy and make me to learn more about in directing of a film? Oh, I understand. I talk to the audience every night. It's a phone-in program. I talk to the audience every week, five days a week. And I know more about the Hong Kong people. And I make calls to them. This is more important to know what you are doing to the audience. It is very important. You don't understand the audience. You don't make a good product to them. And then I learn, because I need to talk to the audience every night, I learn more and more skills about how to communicate with the others. So you ask me, this is a superstar, is how you feel? I don't scare about them because I communicate with every different strange people every night. How about you? You're only a superstar? Yeah, I know how to handle it. I know how to start the topic. I know how to make them feel interesting about in my communications. So this 10 years in working in the radio programs for me is most important thing to improve my directing in the movie.
And it really worked because Golden Chickens has been a huge success on the Hong Kong box office. So did you expect the success?
I expect it will be success, but I don't think, I'll ever think it will be so great success. Wow, I never think about it.
So now you're a film star as well.
A film star? I don't want to be a film star. I just want to be a filmmaker. You know, they respect a filmmaker more than a star. No. But a little bit unexpected. I mean the box office. I think 30 million in my mind. But it's 40-something million in Hong Kong, I think the 10 years I work in the program, radio program, is a little bit helpful for this, because the audience love me by the character of the radio show. And then you go to the other film to shooting, all my audience or all my friends come with me to watch that. I think I have maybe 10 million box offices by me because of the radio. Yeah. So it's happy.
So are you planning to do other films in the future, in the near future?
Yeah, yes. I'm working on a new film co-directing with Wilson Yip. Wilson Yip, Julian Love, the director. We work together. It's about the pilots, airplane, the pilots, this story. I hope that we can start shooting at, May. I hope that we can start shooting at July.
Okay, so it's ready on time for the next Udine Faris Film Festival.
I hope that I can finish it before the next.
So we hope so.
Yeah, because it's a huge, huge production.
Thank you very much for your
thank
time.
Thank you.
This was Matt Cho, director of Golden Chickens from the Udine Faris Film Festival. I am Eddie Bertozzi, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.